Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to my channel. Thank you for stopping by. It is time for another movie review, and this one here I'm going to talk about. I saw it last night. Actually, was it last night? Maybe it was the night before. I can't remember, but it was a couple of nights ago. Stars Liam Neeson. Taken 3. Now, it stars also, I think her name is Famke Janssen. I think. That's either way, she's hot. And, of course, Maggie Grace, who plays the daughter in this movie. And Maggie Grace is hot, too. And I say that because I know in person I saw her and briefly met her at San Diego Comic-Con when she was signing autographs at our Twilight booth. I was emceeing there, and they were there to sign autographs. I was like, holy smokes, that's Meg Grace. So, yes, she's extremely hot in person. Can't speak for everybody else, but I know for a fact I am a professional at the Maggie Grace. Yes. So let's talk about this movie. I checked it out. I know it's been out for a minute. I think, it came out earlier this year, I think it was. And I'm a big fan of the first movie, okay? Second one, I was a fan of the violence and the action, the story itself was like, but still, the first one, you just can't go wrong. It started at all. It was just badass. The third one, you know how sometimes people say third time's a charm. Yeah, I mean, it was still good. It wasn't nearly as good as the first one. And I don't think if it was even action packed and as good as the second one in my eyes. But that's just my opinion. The movie is about Liam Neeson, and he is back, Brian Mills, super badass. He does everything, and something happens to his wife, which I will not spoil it for you guys that haven't seen it, and if you haven't read it, but if you, okay, I just want to spoil that part. But either way, something goes wrong, and Liam Neeson's like in trouble, and he gets blamed for a bunch of crap, and like CIA's after him, and the FBI, and the police, like the whole city goes on lockdown for this guy, but do they even have a chance to get this guy? Hell no. Because he's Liam Neeson. It's Brian Mills. So he avoids all that stuff. Plus, he teams up with his boys. His boys are around. And they're like super badass too. So then you put all this super badassery together. Come on. No way that these guys are gonna get it. Forrest Whitaker's in this movie as well, which I liked. But he had no chance against Brian Mills whatsoever. So pretty much something happens and he gets into super badassery mode and he has to solve the crime. And while he's doing this, he fights people and shoots people. It was pretty good. You know, I mean, I don't know why they made a third one, but it was still, I still watched it. I still enjoyed it. It was just a regular action movie for me. You know, I definitely like the action, the fighting, the shooting. It wasn't as much fighting as the other ones, though. I don't know why I'm trying to make myself like act like I really, really enjoy, because I just liked it. Yeah, and that's it. I mean, really, if you're a fan of the first and the second one, like me, I will watch a movie. I don't care if it's Friday the 13th, part 10 in outer space. I will still watch a movie like that because it's part of the franchise. I don't care how crappy it could be. So that's, you know, I was going to watch Taken 3 regardless. I just wish I would have liked it as much. Now for some of y'all are out there like, Mike, are they going to make another one? They kind of leave it open for it. Now I was reading in the synopsis here on the internet and it was like, for the last time, Brian Mills gets together. So I don't know if it's going to be, that's going to be it, but it definitely leaves it open where, this bad guy and Brian Mills like, I don't want to ruin that part for you, but, yeah. it does leave open for another one, but I don't know if they should make another one. I think they should just leave it alone. Yeah. All right, people, that's it. Let's see. Let me see. If I had to give out a scale of 1 to 5 popcorns, this movie would just get an average 3. Just an average, cool, Liam Neeson action movie. If you're into it, check it out. If you're a big fan of the first one and refuse to watch the second one, then stay away from the third one. All right, people, that's it for this movie review. You can check out more of my stuff on iWatchMike.com. That is my main blog. I'm starting a couple of other ones. Well, not really starting, but kind of putting life back into a couple of other ones. So when I do, I will finally let you know when they're full and up and running. But my main one, my main squeeze, baby, iWatchMike.com. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at MikeTheMovieGuy. And like my Facebook page, you can find me on Facebook at iWatchMike. That is it. Everybody had a great weekend. I will talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Race to savings now at Menards. We carry the largest in-stock selection of Energizer batteries ready for your next project. Power up your devices with Energizer batteries. Nothing outlasts the long-lasting power of Energizer Ultimate Lithium batteries. Right now, get a 4-pack of lithium batteries for $9.99 through February 14th. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and race to savings on all your battery needs at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.